House prices have been soaring around Australia, but it's small beer compared with what's been happening in South Korea. Apartment prices there have jumped 22% in a year, the fastest pace in the world. The boom has even been blamed for families choosing to have fewer children. This report from Seoul correspondent Carrington Clark.
A rented apartment feels a lot smaller when you've got a boisterous three-year-old like Park Jae. Park Jae's parents have spent months trying to find a suitable and bigger place to buy in Seoul. But mum Oh Hai Jin says anything central is now too expensive.
We have to move to outside Seoul, and it will now take 1 hour and a half to go to work, which I'm not happy about.
Apartment prices in Seoul rose an astonishing 22% last year. That's one of the fastest rates in the world. The average apartment will now cost you 1.3 million Australian dollars. Oh Hai Jin says she bought now because she was scared things would only get worse.
The reason why we decided to buy a house now is because we think house prices will just keep going up.
Economist Jun Sok Yang says that fear of missing out is perversely driving home prices even higher.
They are concerned that if they do not get a housing now, they will not ever be able to get housing because price will rise so much, and that fed into housing price increase.
He says the huge increase in home prices isn't sustainable, and if it isn't a bubble yet, it's on its way to being one. He says home prices in South Korea were already expensive before the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's gotten a lot worse since.
Some people are not affected by the coronavirus at all, while other people are affected very hard. And for people who are not affected, they have access to a lot of cash at a very and a lot of loans at a very low interest rate.
As central banks cut interest rates to stimulate the economy, the cheap money has fed a housing price boom. The South Korean government was elected 4 years ago, promising to do something about high home prices. So far, it's failed. And now it's resorted to directly capping prices at some new developments. But demand for these reduced price apartments outstrips supply, so there's a lottery to decide who can purchase. We visited one such development. Former Brisbane resident Lee Jun-suk is looking for her dream home, but knows her chances of success are low.
Everybody wants to live in Seoul, but there is limited numbers of apartments.
And those limited apartments are becoming more unaffordable by the day. This is Carrington Clark in Seoul for AM.